silent.
"You've got to come back," she said.
"You know I can't."
"But the curse, we need you."
Her voice caught in a sob. "That's an old tale, an old folk story."
"Finn, please believe me."
"I promised I'd never come back, and I keep my promises."
"What about another promise you made once?"
"I'm an exile, Bridie."
"It's an exile you chose, Finn, and you can choose to end it."
The call clicked off. Finn O'Grady stared at his phone in the rosy autumnal dawn. Chapter 2. The sleek towers of the City of London glittered in the first rays of the sun. In front of O'Grady sat a bank of CCTV cameras, flickering grimy images. "This is what I've become," he thought. "I was the top cop in Galway. Now I'm watching warehouses storing computer kit. And all because I held out for the truth, for justice."
"An exile you chose," she'd said.
He got to his feet, paced up and down. "And if I'd chosen otherwise, what would it be like? To have a home, a garden, a potato patch, a wife?"